Welcome to Prepare Without Fear on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in the middle of a snowstorm in my area. My name is Jim Phillips, and I'm your host for this program, helping people to understand the principles and how and why things really work for becoming prepared for the future, to meet that future no matter what it may be, and to meet it without fear. Well, this is number 3 in actually our series talking about cold weather injury. I thought that would be rather timely because I've had a lot of questions come in from people about different aspects of what do we do in the cold and how do we protect ourselves? What happens if you get stranded someplace? We'll be talking about various ones of those. I would encourage you to go back and listen to these archive programs that RBN has. It's a tremendous service they provide for people. And go back at least listen to the last 3 if you haven't heard them, because that'll kind of get you up to speed as to where we are in this series right now. This entire program is a series taken from the live classes and lectures that I do and from DVDs and audio tapes that I produce, wanting to help as many families as possible become prepared. Now, if you have questions you'd like to send them in with some of the people that have sent those in, you can do it online at askjim@preparemyfamily.com, ask Jim at preparemyfamily.com, and my staff will pick those up, pass them along to me. If you don't have access to the Internet, then please, you can call a toll-free message line, a voicemail, and leave your questions or comments there. You can call that at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. And leave your questions there, and we'll weave them into our program as we go along. This is a beautiful day, as I mentioned here. I've got about a foot of snow that's been added to what we did have here, and it's still snowing outside. As I look around the house and the home and say, you know, what do you do? What is your backup? What happens if you lose your power, if you lose your natural gas or propane or fuel oil isn't delivered or something like that? Those will be some of the things we'll be talking about today as we go along. I always like to start in the same place with a little bit of a review, the review being some of the principles that I give people as we go along, so you kind of understand why I teach the way that I teach. You know, I quote this all the time. It's kind of become my moniker, which is I call it the truth about life. You see, there's no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen, but how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure, and I believe our lives were designed, created to be wonderful adventures of growth, development, and change. First law of survival. I never like to use the word survival because to me it's kind of negative. It's kind of like, boy, you survived. You're in the hospital getting interviewed by the newspaper and radio people about your survival experience, and they amputate fingers and toes and ears and nose, and they talk about how you survived. And boy, if that is survival, I don't want anything to do with it. When things happen in life, just live through them, pass through them, be okay with them. So, but people know what you mean when you say survival. So we have the first law of survival. First law of survival, it's all entirely a matter of luck, L-U-C-K. But you have to understand what that stands for. That's an acronym for laboring under correct knowledge. You create your own luck. Second law of survival, if you're going to make it through really tough times, right now you need to learn and practice CPR. Not just read about it, but you must practice CPR now. Of course, the Red Cross will teach you cardiopulmonary resuscitation. That's a wonderful skill. But here's the principle CPR: courage, patience, and resourcefulness. I don't just give people a list of things to go buy, because if I just tell you what to buy when things get really, really tough, you're likely to just give up and die, and we don't want that to happen. More on our quick review right after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And how I learn in my life, it's a simple, short list of four things. The order of priority is number one, spiritual, number two, attitude, number three, knowledge, and number four, stuff. And if you want to learn more about these earlier programs, we go into these things in depth. Get online, listen to those archive programs that are provided for you. The preparedness parachutes, there are four items. When we talk about parachutes, it's like falling out of a plane. It's a short-term kind of a thing, a few days, maybe a couple of weeks. Here's the order of priority: clothing, water, sanitation, and special needs are critical for your survival short-term. If you think about today, I look out my window right here. I guess if you're in Florida, you're not going to see the snowy field that I have and temperatures that are in the low and mid-20s and into the nights dipping into the single digits. Clothing, if you're outside and you don't have shelter, clothing becomes critical for your well-being. So that helps you understand why at different times of the year or situations, clothing is top of the list. The long-term provisions, this is the list of eight. It is clothing, water, sanitation, same as before, then nutrition, shelter, wellness, tools, and supplies. My point has been to people, if you do what I do, then you can do what I do. And that's not just a tongue twister, it's correct. And by the way, I don't have all the answers, but I understand what I understand, and I enjoy teaching those and sharing them with other people. We're talking here, again, a cold weather injury avoidance. I like to avoid injury because usually it hurts. And it may prevent you from being able to take care of other situations and people in your stewardships. So we want to avoid the injury. Here's the concept I've said about cold weather all the time. If you know how to swim, doesn't make any difference how deep the water is. So if you know how to stay warm, doesn't make any difference how cold it is, as long as you're prepared to deal with it. So we talk about breaking the cold barrier. A couple of the laws of physics I bring up all the time when we're dealing with clothing and staying warm, it's real simple. As far as taking care of the body, especially, you want to retain the body heat, and then you've got to get rid of moisture, release moisture. So retain body heat, release moisture. Well, this week in our continuing series on cold weather injury avoidance, here's something that most people don't understand. I've mentioned it in previous lessons. We'll talk a little bit more in depth about it here, and that is the absolute priority in nutrition of water. Really, water is kind of a part of our nutrition program because if you don't have water, you can't use the nutrients in your body. But let's talk about how it fits into cold weather. One of the single biggest threats that you face in winter, when it's cold, when the temperatures are below freezing, and the colder they get, the bigger this threat. You must understand this, and you must prepare yourself to avoid it. The biggest single threat you face in winter is dehydration. And if you remember, and I think it was either one or two classes ago, I said that dehydration is the primary trigger to hypothermia in the cold. People that if you're caught outside, assuming you have some kind of clothing on that's nearly, you know, it may take care of you. Let's say you talk about, if you go back to lesson, what was it, 3 and 4 and 5 in there, and I talked about building this clothing that's a part of the Phillips Arctic Living System using this open-cell polyurethane foam, and that you could outfit yourself so you could go outside and sit on a stump at 20 below zero. No activity, just sit out there when you're dressed properly this way, and you're warm, you're fine, you're just great. And do you understand that if you do not consume water, if you become dehydrated, you can be wearing that warmest clothing you can ever make, and you'll still die of hypothermia because after 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14, 24, someplace in there, your dehydration level becomes high enough that your furnace is, I describe it as your furnace going out. You do not produce as much heat because your metabolic processes are being impacted. So dehydration is a critical thing to understand. Now, you need to understand that you dehydrate faster in the cold than you possibly imagine. As a matter of fact, if it's like 20 below zero, you're going to be losing water at about the same rate if it was 120 above zero. And I think we all understand this idea of dehydration when it's hot. I mean, you're perspiring like crazy because your body, to regulate its temperature, is perspiring so that the evaporative cooling on the skin will cool you down so you don't overheat and get you in trouble, which we call hyper. Hyper means elevated. Hyperthermia is a raised body temperature that becomes threatening. Hypothermia, depressed body temperature, is one that becomes life-threatening. So you perspire, we understand that. You can just dump huge amounts of water out through the skin to keep you from overheating. So why would I say that 20 below zero, you're losing water at about the same rate as you are at 120 above zero. That just seems counterintuitive. Well, remember when we talk about the clothing and we talk about how you dry and how your clothing, if it's properly built, it allows the moisture to escape through it. Remember the law of physics, retain heat, release body, release moisture. And if you have moisture that gets in your clothing, whether it's from perspiration, from working, or whether it's from snow or rain or however it gets in there, but you have moisture in your clothing, and of course that hurts the insulation value, so you're going to lose heat, you get in trouble. So it's important that your clothing be self-drying, and that the colder it gets, the faster moisture wants to remove. If you go back to those earlier lessons, it's all about the difference in temperature. It's the fact that the inside temperature in your clothing, and I'll show you how this fits with the body in just a moment, the inside temperature in the clothing is like 92, 93, 94 degrees is fairly typical for just a resting skin temperature. So it's 92 degrees inside, it's 20 below zero outside. You have this huge temperature differential. And the moisture wants to move. Law of physics, immutable law, just like gravity, moisture wants to move from where it is warm to where it is cold. It wants out. That's why vapor barriers and waterproofing and hydrophilic materials and all those things we told you about are such a problem, because they hold the moisture in. And then you're going to get in trouble. So the moisture wants out in the worst kind of a way, because it's the difference in vapor pressure. The vapor pressure on the water, where it is warm, the 90 degrees or so, it's high compared to where it is below zero. It's extremely low. It's like a vacuum. It wants to explode out of your clothing. How do you dehydrate then? Well, some people, and you think about this in winter, they say, all right, I'm going to be dehydrating because I'm working hard. I'm out there shoveling snow or on snowshoes and carrying a backpack up a hill. Oh, that's a lot of work. And you'll perspire heavily, but not that much. And some people would say then, well, okay, if it's not perspiration, then it's the fact that I'm having to eat more food and more calories, and so I'm consuming more water because you have more for digestion and things. Well, maybe that's true. There might be a little bit more there. But that is not the primary reason you're dehydrating. The primary reason you're dehydrating is a very simple concept that goes right back to the laws of physics, difference in vapor pressure. The moisture wants out of your body. So it does come through the skin, yeah, and your skin stays a little drier. Ever notice in these colder regions, particularly if you're out in the west where the humidity is lower, that you have a little more dry skin, a little more chafing on the skin because the humidity is so low in your houses? Add some humidity and that goes down. But, and see, the moisture is coming through your skin, it's being sucked out of you. So you're losing some that way. But the one, if you haven't recognized it, it is so simple, and it's right in front of your face, literally. What do you see when you exhale in the cold? That cloud of steam, that vapor that comes out, that is literally the water of your blood being breathed right out into the cold air. It's being sucked out of your body by the low vapor pressure that's out there and the high vapor pressure in your body. It exchanges it right to the outside, and you can breathe away in the cold a half a gallon of water a day or more. If you're working at altitude and carrying a backpack and you're panting heavily, you blow out huge sums of water right out of your lungs. And if you're not making up for that water, you become dehydrated. And dehydration is a primary trigger to hypothermia. It causes body strength to go down. You become weak. You lose appetite. All kinds of other symptoms we'll talk about here in just a moment. So you understand that you dehydrate very quickly in the cold. And the colder it is, the more you dehydrate. Let's talk about the stress on the body. And if you think about, well, how much water do you have to lose? Is it like a huge amount? Well, let's look at your body from a, it's mostly water, remember? I talked about that at other times. You're mostly a big bag of water, and you're leaking all over the place. And through the lungs, through respiration, is one of your big water leaks in the cold, in the winter. If you lose 3% of your body weight, so if you figure out, well, okay, if you weigh 100 pounds, say you're a small person, you weigh 100 pounds, then 3% would be 3 pounds. How much water is that? Well, water weighs 8.5 pounds per gallon, so it's a little bit less than a half a gallon. So 3%, we're talking like a quart and a half of water or so, almost a half a gallon of water. And that has a significant stress and impact on your body to be down by 3%, only 3%. Now, if you're a 200-pound person, that represents 6 pounds of water, which is almost, three-quarters of a gallon of water that you've lost. More about dehydration and the winter safety right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I am Jim Phillips, sharing with you this day about some of the principles and concepts, skills, knowledge, and understanding to avoid cold weather injuries. If you have questions, you can email them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Or you can leave them on a toll-free voicemail line at 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. Also, to learn more about classes and courses, you can go to our primary webpage, which is preparemyfamily.com, and there you can pick up some of the DVDs that have been produced. There's just a few of them right now. We're getting ready to go into a major production with a number of more of them. I'd recommend, if you don't have it now, get the Foundation DVD, which is in the Self-Reliant Family Series, number one. And it just is the foundation. It's 2 hours of principle-based instruction. Many of the principles I talk about here in depth in DVD, it's $5.50. That's just the cost of delivering it to you. So I'd highly encourage you to get that and send other people there to get them too so they can learn how this really works to become prepared. Okay, back to winter dehydration. You dehydrate so quickly in the cold and in the winter. And the colder it is, the faster you dehydrate, then the harder you breathe as you're shoveling snow, climbing mountains, cross-country skiing, whatever you may be doing, the faster you dehydrate, and you've got to make up for that. Okay, we were talking about the stresses on the body. 3% of your body weight, realizing the water weighs 8.5 pounds per gallon. So if you're a 200-pound person, 3% of 200 pounds is about 6 pounds. And that's almost a gallon of water. That's like 3 quarts of water that you're down. And that's huge. 3% is significant stress. It has a real impact on your strength and ability to function. Now, at 5%, we think of 5% being a small number. 5%, the stress is tremendous, and the impact is huge on your ability to function. Now, by the way, at a 10% loss in body weight, you probably don't have any more stress at all. It's completely eliminated. At least the physical stress is eliminated, if you get my point. When you're down by 10% of your body weight in water, particularly if you're in a winter situation, you're probably not going to survive very long. It's related very closely to the hypothermia, your decreased ability to produce heat. Because, think about it. For one thing, your blood begins to thicken up. It doesn't circulate as well. Your metabolic processes are shutting down. Digestive juices and all the things that it would take to move food, if you will, the energy, the glucose around to the cells, or to process food or fats that you may have stored in an emergency situation, if you become dehydrated, your body does not utilize the fats it has stored, which means that you don't have the metabolic rate to support the heat loss that you have, and you begin to cool, and you get to a point where you go into hypothermia, you don't make it. So that's one of them. All these biochemical processes are shutting down. The bioelectrical process begin to shut down as you dehydrate. Let's talk about some of the symptoms of mild chronic dehydration. This is so common in winter. I already mentioned one of them. It's about this, people complain about having dry, chapped skin, so you get a whole bunch of stuff and you smear on your skin. How about your chapped lips that are so much more common in the winter? And I've had classes full of students, you know, at times they talk about in the winter how they hate it because they get chapped lips and cracked lips, and they're like, I don't like winter because my lips dry. And the answer is simple, drink more water. You see, your body, to save its water, it actually kind of behaves very much like hypothermia. When we talked about that, how your body begins to shut off the blood circulation to the extremities, so your hands, feet, and your fingers and toes are going to get cold sooner quickly because you don't have the circulation of the blood into them carrying heat to them, and that's to protect the core. Well, guess what? To protect the core from dehydration and circulation, you know what the body does? It stops sending moisture to the skin. It withdraws moisture, if you will. It cuts it off. Your perspiration goes down. The dehydration of the skin that keeps it soft and moist and supple is being decreased. Your lips chap and crack, and so you buy Gookum to smear on them. It's like, drink more water, because I've had many, many people come back to me and say, thank you so much. I just drank a lot more water. How much water do you need to drink? Well, what I tell people in a general sense, now this is for, let's say, a full-size adult like me, and if you're doing some general labor and if it's cold in winter, you should be consuming right now a gallon of water a day. Now, a child or a small person, obviously it won't be as much, and you don't need to do as much, but just use that kind of as a benchmark. The bottom line is this, drink a whole lot more than you ever think you should drink. And most people are not used to drinking water. They don't think about drinking water. In fact, if you go outside, and this is what I've trained myself to do, is to become thirsty when you go outside in the cold air. But people go outside and they say, oh, it's cold, crisp, beautiful air, and you breathe that in, and you say, oh, this is great. And then if you're feeling a little bit thirsty, you're going like, nah, can't be thirsty. I mean, it's winter. I'm not sweating. It's not that cold. You know, it must be wrong. And so literally people train themselves to not be thirsty. They turn off the thirst mechanism. What you want to do when it's winter, when it's cold, when you're going outside, you take a bottle of water with you. Carry it in your pocket, have it with you, have it handy so that you can sip and drink water all the time. Train yourself to be thirsty in the winter. Get thirsty all the time. Drink water, drink water, drink water. Now we'll talk about the other things you shouldn't be drinking, but we'll talk more about this dehydration, hypothermia thing right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips, talking about cold weather and winter injury avoidance, hypothermia, dehydration. They all tie together. They link together. In fact, I hope as you listen to this program and others that you start to see how these things fit together in a system. I like to take a system approach to preparedness because it isn't just about owning a bunch of stuff. It's about understanding what to do about it, with it, how to use them. Think about this. Suppose you had tons of water stored, but you didn't understand the dehydration issue in cold weather and winter, and you trained yourself to not be thirsty, and you just don't understand, and you're just kind of running, you know, you're not like dead, but you're not drinking near enough water. You have chapped lips, you have chapped skin, your energy's down, you're kind of tired, you're kind of lethargic, your appetite isn't real high, but you're just kind of living along, and you have this warm shelter. I mean, you're inside the house or inside of another vehicle or a tent, and you're doing all right, and then something happens, and you don't have as warm an environment, or you get thrown outside and you're running mildly, chronically half dehydrated all the time, you can be in trouble in a matter of hours. Things can come on very, very quickly and get you into serious trouble. That's why just ownership of stuff isn't enough. You need to understand how and why things work so that you can take care of yourself and use your stuff properly. And be sure that you have, of course, the right things on hand. Okay. Well, now if you are somebody who's running around with some of these chronic, mild dehydration symptoms, the most common being dry skin, can be dry eyes, can be, and by the way, I'm not giving you a diagnosis of anything. I'm just telling you symptoms that make a lot of sense for somebody that has become dehydrated. Chapped lips, dry skin, chapped skin, drier eyes, dry mouth, all of those kinds of things. But then you have lowered energy, decreased appetite, and that sometimes you may have fits of being thirsty. And oh, here's the other thing that's really fun about being dehydrated. You can be dehydrated and you can just gulp down, you know, like a quart of water and you're still thirsty. So you think there's something else that's wrong. Takes you a while. It takes a number of hours, 8, 10, 12 hours, get your water balance back. So don't think that there's something else going on when you're drinking a lot of water and you're thirsty or drinking it all of a sudden, because your body takes a while to assimilate the water, get all of the salts and electrolytes back in balance. And by the way, if you need to drink a whole lot of water, it's good to drink it with a little bit of electrolytes in it. Now, we're not talking your typical plastic phony stuff you buy in the grocery store. There are better products than that that have the electrolyte balance in them. Some of the, not the commercial store-bought sports drinks, but some of them that serious athletes would use. In fact, one I've used for years that does a really nice job, and it's called ERG Gukinade. You should be able to Google search them and find them up. It has a small amount of glucose in it. It has the potassium and the chloride salts in it. You can make your own with a little bit of potassium chloride, some sodium chloride, a little bit of baking soda in it. And a small amount of glucose would be the preferred sugar to put in there rather than sucrose. Your body uses glucose better. And it wants to be mild. It's actually a very, very mild, almost bland-tasting thing. You're not looking for something that's super salty. You're not looking for something that's sweet like your sports drinks and those things, because then they have too much of the electrolytes and salts and sugars in them, and they're not absorbed well. But you're looking for something that kind of matches the electrolyte balance that's in the blood and in the digestive system, where it's basically kind of weak if you were to taste it. That's what you're looking for. Okay, so now if you understand you're running around kind of cold, that's another symptom. Can't seem to stay warm, can't keep your extremities warm. That can be a symptom of this mild chronic dehydration. Drink more water in the winter. That's all that I'm telling you. Drink a lot more. Get a couple of quart bottles or a couple of 20-ounce bottles, plastic water bottles. Keep them filled up and be sure that you're drinking more water than you ever had before. You might find that you feel better, you stay warmer, and some of your dry weather symptoms will decrease, perhaps even go away. Now, I would like you to understand exactly how vital it is for you to keep this water balance up and how serious it can be. I'll tell you a story from my past. In 1973, I was scoutmaster up in a little town in Idaho, and my father, when I was a scout and growing up with him, he saw the word scouting and it had outing in it, so he said we should be outside. So we backpacked once a month we were on a backpacking trip someplace. Had very few drive-up camps, almost none of them, where you just went someplace and hung out. He put packs on boys' backs and we walked the wilderness and the trails and the mountains and the ravines and the deserts and those places, learning a lot of things out there. in learning what you could endure and enjoy. Well, one of the things he discovered we needed to do was have the survival trips. And you didn't read a book about survival, or you didn't bring in somebody to lecture about survival. You went out there and you did it. So it's very simple. Usually in the fall, September, October, off into the mountains, off into the Rocky Mountains, we would go. You could wear your regular hiking boots, your regular clothing. You took a coat, jacket, you know, a winter coat. You had a pocket knife, flint and steel, and like a 2-pound coffee can. That's so you could, you know, get water and boil water. And that's all you took. You didn't take any food. You didn't take anything else. Everything, we were carefully checked over and for contraband or things like that, so we could go out there and learn to eat pine needle tea and a few berries. And but we always went where there was some water. You wanted to have water because it was important to have that. Well, he taught me when I was young about going out there and experiencing doing things survival. You know, you built fire with flint and steel, and you built a wilderness bed with pine boughs and decaying wood and leaves and things like that. And you stayed out there, heated rocks in the fire. You had a great time. It was amazing to do that. I've slept, some of those wilderness beds have been more comfortable than sleeping bags, better than at home. When you get them built right, boy, they're wonderful. Okay. So with that as a background, I'm now a scoutmaster in 1973, had been for a number of years in other troops, and it's time for us to take our survival trip. So we want to do that in, you know, like September, early October, so there might be a few berries, but it's getting a little chilly so that you can experience the full impact of it. Well, because of work schedule and other things, this trip got delayed. And we didn't go in October. We didn't go in November. But it comes up to be December. And it's like, hey, we ought to do this quick because winter's starting to set in here. It's been kind of a mild, dry winter so far. But we're going to go do it. So the boys will now wear, now they don't have the PALS clothing that I talk about allowing you to be out there, just regular winter clothing, layers of wool, of cotton, you know, some snowmobile suits and just regular stuff. And they can take, same thing, a pocket knife, flint and steel, and the coffee can for water. And we're going to go out on one of the Idaho deserts, out onto a lava flow that's out there, rugged, rugged area. It has wood for fire because in this situation, fire becomes critical because we don't have the clothing to sit out there without, you know, tents and sleeping bags and things. We're just on the ground because that's all we have is our clothing and our pocket knife and our flint and steel and coffee can. So we wander out there. I find kind of a depressed area where there's a little bit of an overhang and where the lava flow has collapsed down, so we're going to be out of wind if it should come up. There's some snow on the ground. It's not deep. There's a little bit of snow. And we get down in this depressed area where we can build a gigantic fire. This is an older lava flow, and it has some big cedar trees out there. And so we haul in a mountain of wood. These kids thought I was nuts. We had such a gigantic pile of wood. We have to have a bonfire running. We've got to have a large fire out there going to take care of us. But what is the other thing that fire do? What's one of the other advantages of winter in many cases? And here we are on this desert, this lava flow, but we can go there because there is snow, which means you can melt the snow and produce water. So that's one of the other reasons to have fire and have the coffee can. We've got to drink water, and we've got to drink a lot of water to keep our hydration level up. So we go through this experience of being out there, and I'm watching these boys, and I'm teaching them, you got to drink water, drink lots of water. And I noticed one of these young guys was getting kind of lethargic. He was becoming kind of quiet. He wasn't moving around a lot, just kind of sitting there hunched over. This is a symptom of hypothermia. Doesn't want to communicate much, doesn't want to say anything, isn't interacting with the other boys, and I'm watching him, and I'm watching everybody to be sure they're drinking water. And after a little while, I figure out, yeah, he's been throwing snow in the pot, but he's not drinking any water. So I get this young guy, and I'm teaching. What you do is you teach, you explain. Drinking water is important. You've got to do that to keep your strength up and to keep your ability to produce heat up and what have you. And so we visit along and talk, and he kind of promises, yeah, I'll drink some water, you know, and then he doesn't. I watch him. He's not. So you teach a little bit more. Finally, this young guy, here he is. I guess he's probably 13 years old, if I remember right. He's about a 13-year-old. And finally, he comes to a point. He looks at me and says, I'm not going to drink the water because it tastes smoky and it has ashes in it. Well, I know that. When you cook your water, melt your snow over an open campfire, you're going to get ashes and some smoke. And he says, it tastes bad and I'm not going to drink it. Well, it's time to teach a little stronger. You got to drink the water. Finally, he told me, he says, it tastes bad. I'm not going to drink it. You cannot make me drink it. Now, here's where stewardship kicks in. I'm telling this publicly out here. I don't know. I may be in trouble for doing this, but let me tell you, I learned that it's really bad on my reputation to bring them back in a body bag. This is such a serious situation because we're out there in the winter. It's cold. Oh, by the way, let me tell you the other part of this story before I finish it off. We are going to take this trip, even though it's now winter, and we scheduled it, we planned it, and then the weatherman starts to predict that what they call the Yukon Express, having one of these deep lows that's going to dive down in there and bring the cold air right out of central Canada and Alaska and just dump it all over. So they're saying it's going to be below zero. As a matter of fact, they were predicting temperatures well below zero. Now, we're halfway between two cities. We're halfway between Idaho Falls and Blackfoot, Idaho, out there on this lava flow. And in Idaho Falls, that night, it was 25 below zero. In Blackfoot that night, it was 20 below zero, and we're halfway in between. So we're somewhere between 20 and 25 below zero. No sleeping bags, no tents, no specialized clothing, just regular clothing, out there on this lava flow with a gigantic bonfire and the ability to make water. So you can do things like this. Not that it's a whole lot of fun, but these young men know that you can survive those situations if you prepare yourself properly, understand what you have to do. So now let's go back to drinking water. When we went out there, it was cold. We were probably approaching zero during the day, and that night it's going to get cold. So I know I've got to pour water into these kids. They've got to be drinking a lot of them. So back to our young guy that has just told me, the water tastes bad, it tastes smoky, it has ashes in it, I'm not going to drink it, you cannot make me. This is now a stewardship situation for me because I've got to bring him back alive. And I know that if he does not drink water, in spite of the bonfire and those things, there's a chance he may slip into very serious hypothermia. He could not make it. This kid could die on me, or he could have frostbite because, you know, if your body's protecting the core, the hands and the feet are not being have as much circulation into them, so now they freeze. So even if I bring him back alive, if he has his feet amputated, this is not going to go well for my reputation. Not to mention it's not good for the kid either. I want you to understand there's kind of a balance in here. Okay, I say things tongue-in-cheek. I hope you understand. Well, when he told me that, the time of discussion and teaching is over. I'm now his surrogate parent out here, and I've got to protect his life. That is my responsibility. So immediately what I did is I just took this kid, kind of swooped him up, laid him down on his back rather hard, kneeled across his shoulders, told these other scouts, bring me the water off the fire. And I got to warn you something here. When you're going to pry their mouth open to pour water down their throat, use a stick. Don't use your finger. Them little bounders will bite you. Okay? So you pry the mouth open. I'm pouring water down his throat. Now, he's gagging and choking and sputtering and what have you. And he's choking. I'll drink it. I'll drink it. I'll drink it. And I'm kneeling on him. I said, do you promise me you're going to drink this can of water? I've got, you know, almost half a gallon of water in it. I said, you promise me you'll drink it? He said, yes, I will. Because he knows that if he doesn't, he goes back on the ground, and I'll get it in him if I have to half-drown him. That is how serious it is. I don't say that to be boastful. I don't say that to be unkind or cruel. I don't say that we're supposed to be mean to people. But in a stewardship situation over your own life, over your own family, over somebody else that you have a stewardship to protect and care for, staying hydrated is critically important. That's why I tell that story again and again, because this young man came back, no frostbite, no hypothermia. We stayed on a desert where it was at least 20 below zero, no sleeping bags, no tents, no specialized clothing, and we made it. Now, it was not one of the more fun nights of my life. That was not one of those wilderness bed situations where it was comfortable. It was actually miserable, comes to mind, but nobody was injured. Nobody was hurt. We were just uncomfortable. We made it through the night. So you need to understand, when you do things right, when you take care of things, when you obey the principles, when you're doing all the things that you need to do, you can be okay even in very, very tough situations in something that would be life-threatening. If somebody was stranded out there like we were and had the same, I'll say the same clothing and everything, if they didn't understand how to take care of themselves, getting down in the depression, building a gigantic fire, melting snow to make water, and drinking copious amounts of water, they could have been hurt, injured, crippled, or have died in one night. In less than 24 hours, it can be all over. So that's how how serious this is and that's how important it is, pay attention to these things, and you'll be okay. Now, let's move on to something else in this area of cold weather diet. It isn't just about water. You eventually do need to eat some food. And in the winter, keeping your nutrition intake up is extremely important for you to do in the long run. Now, for a few days, you really don't have to eat anything, but it is kind of nice to eat. Let me tell you the kind of diet that we like to use, particularly if I'm doing traveling in the winter, if I'm cross-country snowshoeing or out there camping. We like to have foods that fall into this kind of type. So first off, they're going to be simple foods. We like to do things that are mostly non-cook. Cooking is a hassle. It takes fuel, it takes time, it takes energy, and sometimes conditions can be so bad that cooking just isn't really a good option. You want to have little or no of what I call the high-tech processing. You know, I call it plastic food, all this stuff that has all the additives. So here's the other thing. You don't want any additives. No colors, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives, no MSG, no added sugar, corn syrups, or all those kinds of things. You like to have things that are high in natural and unprocessed complex carbohydrates, fats and oils, the natural sugars and proteins. Or I guess if you're from the British Isles, you'd say proteins. But anyway, complex carbohydrates, fats and oils, natural sugars and proteins, and foods that are natural, unprocessed with those kinds of things in them that you can enjoy. We'll talk about what those foods are and some of the things that fit that bill, and also the challenge if you have things that are just kind of the flip side of that, the other side of it. Right after this break, a little more on winter and cold weather diets and nutrition.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Take a look at what you want to carry or pack or volume, not to mention what's healthier for you. fat is healthier for you, far healthier for you than white sugar. I'll leave you on that thought. We'll talk about that right after this break at the top of the hour. I'm Jim Phillips. Prepare without fear.
Since 19... 19-